Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Anna Bae's Anime. We are going to get into Aquarius season, my season, and then we're going to review Wolf Children. It's going to be fun. Stay tuned.
It's Ferris.
Hi, it's Crimson.
Hey, it's Goni. And today we are going to talk about the movie Wolf Children.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Me too. Not gonna hold y'all. I did not know about this movie. And then, Crimson was like, yeah, let's watch this movie. Love stuff, and I'm like, okay, cool. And boy, oh boy,
Crimson's been giving us heavy hitters.
Okay,
yeah. I am so fucking sorry.
I did not expect to cry like all like that, but no, girl, it was good.
It was great.
Yeah, I like titles that make you feel things, and I think this was a great movie about familial love that really hits me in the heart. Yes. Heals my mommy issues.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. But do we want to get into the synopsis?
Yeah, quick summary. Hannah, a hardworking college student, falls in love with a mysterious man who attends one of her classes, though he is not actually a student. As it turns out, he's not actually human either. On a full moon night, he transforms, revealing that he is the last werewolf alive. Despite this, Hannah love remains strong, and the two ultimately decide to start a family. Hannah gives birth to two healthy children, Ame, born during rainfall, and Yuki, born during snowfall, both possessing the ability to turn into wolves, a trait inherited from their father. All too soon, however, the sudden death of her lover devastates Hannah's life, leaving her to raise a peculiar family completely on her own. The stress of raising her wild nature children in a densely populated city, all while keeping their identity a secret, culminates in a decision to move to the countryside, where she hopes Ame and Yuki can live a life free from judgments of society. Wolf Children is the heartwarming love story about the challenges of being a single mother in an unforgiving modern world.
And what a synopsis.
That's pretty much it.
Let's give it up for Hada for being like mom of the lifetime. First
mom of the fucking century.
seriously. To be put in a situation where, like, obviously parenthood is crazy on its own, let alone having to deal with it on your own without your partner, and you having like these children that are of like supernatural descent or whatever you want to refer to it as here is it's crazy. And she had the patience of a saint,
to be honest, because I would have lost it. There were so many times where I was like, oh, I would have got my belt.
The orderlies would have had to be called.
Newspaper and like y'all getting pats on the butt in dog form and in human form because this is too much.
The orderlies would have to be called. I'll have to put the straight jacket. Y'all have to put me in a ward because I'm really going to have a mental breakdown because that's crazy.
Like, I wouldn't have hit them, but I definitely would have been snapping that shit. Like, you know, when you take both ends and you like snap it.
Or maybe like a spray bottle like you do with the cats. Maybe that would have helped.
Aww. Like, get down.
I think she had to be that way too, because they were just being natural,
It's
like
just,
little
yeah.
pups, you know? So it's like she had, I guess she understood that too, that naturally, like, they can't fight biology. And I think that's also like a running theme too. So I think it starts off in Tokyo. She's a college student, and you know, as the summary said, like, she falls in love with this guy in her class, and she just noticed that he doesn't actually belong there. Side note, the teachers didn't either, but that's okay.
That kind of
Hello.
happens in college, though. Like, if it's a big enough lecture hall, you can just slip into a classroom and get a free education,
Free
honestly.
education, okay. Finesse
Yes.
the
Yeah, I don't know how he slipped on the campus, but he did, and that was so funny. And I guess it was love at first sight. It feels, yeah, very fairy tale like she's drawn to him, she chases him down. She was very persistent, first of all. She
She
almost
was
lost him.
persistent.
She stops him in the hallway and she says, "Hey, like, I noticed you don't have a textbook. Can I help you? You can, you know, share my textbook next time." And he's like, "Actually, no, I don't even go here," and then leaves. He's very I guess you would
Very
say
mysterious.
stoic. Yeah.
Yeah, dark, brooding, and mysterious,
But
like all
he
the other
tries to
high.
be that way, 'cause but then I noticed when he was leaving, like a child falls and starts crying, and he like picks him up and kind of like pats him on the head. So I think that was to show, like, you know, even though he's this stoic, like, oh, a lone wolf, essentially, ha, he still has a sweet spot.
Yeah. He was hot too. It doesn't even make it any better.
He
Oh,
was wine.
I was like, damn. Should I fall for him too?
Yeah, and did, and she was like,
And
"No, I'm
did.
not gonna stop." So she follows him, and I guess she got to, like, you know, let his guard down a little, and they start having a relationship. And you know, one day he's like, "You know, I need to tell you what I really am," and he takes her out into the woods and he transforms, and it was up from there.
Hello.
They got right to business. Like, the transition from I showed you who I really am to them being in bed, and like, I was like, wow, that was like, they made the decision that day, like, they were gonna do it.
Like,
I
okay,
was
y'all are
crying in the
together.
fucking chat because Paris sends a message, and she goes, "So they fucked the wolf." And they literally did. Like, she's
They
naked with him, and he's a whole wolf, and she's even kissing him as he's a wolf. Like, it's
Oh yeah, she was busting it down, spread wide. Y'all, I know
I
that's right.
try not to, it's such a wholesome story that I try not to think about it too hard, but it really perplexes me because I'm like, so was his, you know, his stuff hairy? Like, it's,
I was like,
Oh, is it
why
like a
the furry
dong's
cape?
a red rocket? No.
No.
However, they did it. They did it. He woke
They
up. He was a
did.
human.
And I think maybe maybe it happened in wolf form just for her to show that she loved him regardless of what he was.
Yeah.
Don't
And
know. She
and
was just
yeah.
being fully accepting.
That unlocked a furry
Yeah.
kink in me. I don't know. Maybe I like that shit. I was
No,
just like,
because at
wow.
one point he goes, like, he stops and he's like, "Oh, are you scared? Because you're trembling." And it's like him holding her in the dark. She's like,
Oh.
"No." And she's like, "No, I'm not." And I'm just like,
Oh.
"Oh my
Where? When?
way
When?
to get out fucking werewolf.
Me next. Me next. Oh,
Well, maybe
God.
there was another reason why she was trembling, because yeah,
He
girl.
was going hard to paint. Oh, my Lord. He was beating the duties down for real. I'm like,
No.
okay.
He's like, "I'm not scared. This is just great. I'm having a great time." So yeah, it was up from there, and soon after you start seeing her pregnant, and then they seem like they have like a really great life together. And they have two kids, so a daughter named Yuki and a son named Ame. They seem to have like a little happily ever after until one day she realizes he hasn't come home, and she goes outside and she sees the groceries in a bag along with his wallet. She takes the groceries in the house and she starts to look for him. only to find out that he was killed in an accident while hunting food for the children. Now, this is what it said online, but I don't think it's hard to name exactly what happened.
What happened? Yeah.
Because, she says that she says that basically she felt like it was his natural urge as an animal to go hunting and like explore. But it's like, why wouldn't he have dropped the food off in the house? Because he already had food in his hand. So it's like, I feel like maybe he just had the urge to go for a ride, honestly, and maybe couldn't hold it.
Maybe because that kind of does come back within the sun later in the movie. In the narration, they say that he wanted like fresh meat for the family because he did kill a bird freshly and bring it to Hannah for one of their dates after he revealed himself to be a wolf. So, I mean, it doesn't make much sense. You know, because it's like you could have waited. You could have waited till it stopped raining. But I guess if you got that urge, you know, if you got that dog in you.
Right.
Hey, okay.
He just could not fight it. He said, "Yo, let me drop these shits off. I
I
gotta
gotta
go."
do this for my kids. Like,
But
Well,
that shit hurt me.
oh
Like,
my God, yeah.
it hurt me. It hurt me to see him, his dead body, eyes open,
Oh
getting
my
pulled out the
God.
water. Then we watched them put him in a
In a
plastic garbage
bag.
bag.
Ooh, that was so bad.
And she has one child in the front, one
One
child in the
child in the
back,
back.
and an umbrella.
Oh my.
She dropped her umbrella to run over there and try to stop him, them from throwing him in the
The
trash display.
garbage truck.
Like,
Oh, that
and they
was
stopping
tough.
her. So they basically had to, she had to watch her lover get smushed by the garbage disposal, basically.
That's fucked
So
up.
fucking sad. I literally like had to pick my jaw up from the floor while I was crying. I was like, this is too fucking much.
this is
And this
too
bitch dropped
much.
down on her fucking knees and started bawling. I was like, girl, I'll ride along there with you because what the fuck are they doing? I would have been like, please stop. Like, stop this train, please. This is horrible. Oh, but
I'll tell y'all when I got to the stop the train moment for
oh,
me
me
in a
too. Me
minute. Yo, 'cause she
too.
hit the chat. She was like, "I'm only 17 minutes in, and I am crying."
Cry this whole time, and I really like I'll be cracking up. I was like, girl, what the fuck was I going through yesterday? Like,
Yo, oh my God, no, because I know it gets really fucking sad. I do, I know.
so good though. I was like, this movie got it going on. But can we talk about how cute Yuki and Ame are as kids?
Yeah,
Like,
they are quite
they're
adorable.
so cute. Yuki bad as fuck. Just bad as
Yo, she
shit.
is. She was. I liked her little firecracker attitude though. Like, she was so
Yeah.
adorable.
And then
I love
Ame
the
was just
little
so
firecracker
sweet.
little girls. Like, that trope to me is so adorable.
It is.
And then Ame's just so sweet. I just want to hold him and like just put him in my titty because I was like, he is so cute. I love him.
Yeah, no. He was, and the fact that he was like a shy crybaby most of his life.
Yeah. But yeah, Hannah, you know, she's a single mom now and she's going through single mom shit on top of her
Dealing
children
with,
being able to turn into little wolves.
yeah,
It's
like
a
I think at
lot.
some
Yeah.
point they showed her and her all of her difficulties, and I'm like, damn, I would have stopped after the first two. Was just too much for me to watch. Like,
But
the way they would just, she would run through food. Yuki had an appetite like crazy. She would run through food. Ame just wanted to breastfeed all day, so he was sapping her energy for that. Because doesn't that take a lot of, like, that's a lot of stress on the mom to be breastfeeding all
yeah.
day on top of taking care of another child who's always hungry. Like, kids who are always hungry are basically like cooking like every 1 or 2 hours. Like,
Hours. Yeah.
You
Right. It's
know,
like your
you
niece asked for
can't
yogurt.
stay hungry. Yo, you was there, right? Like, we was only on the phone for an hour. I got asked for yogurt like four times. Like, but
That was funny
running those
shit.
shits back like shots at a bar, like yogurt. Yeah.
Yeah, they tearing up furniture. Yuki got into a silica gel pack. She's like, should I go to the vet? Should I go to the pediatrician? Which that's a fucked up feeling, I'd imagine.
So
Yeah.
fucked up.
And then
Don't
she
even
ended up
know what
just
to
not
do.
going any fucking where, because either way, she would have been, it would have put her in a bad position.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, her daughter throwing it up actually saved her. And they were just like,
Yeah.
advised her that as long as she can eat, she'll be fine. And she was very hungry as her usual self. So she was like, you know what, forget it. That's crazy to deal with. And so once the social workers came, she gets complaints from the neighbors that the babies is crying for too much, and then they would howl. So then now they're having noise complaints of, you have pets in the house, and she's like, no, I have no pets. And they, well, we can hear them howling. So once she gets all of that, the social worker comes to, ask about her kids' vaccinations and stuff. Like, she's like, I had enough. And while watching them like run free in the park one day, she was just like, you know what, they deserve to have this all the time, so I'm gonna move to the country. Now let me ask, does she move to the country where the father was from? Because I remember him having giving her a picture or something of some mountains, and her looking at a picture of very similar mountains, and then looking at the mountains there where she lived.
I don't know if that was the same place or not.
I don't know why, just it felt, or maybe she felt like, oh, she should be like near the mountains and stuff, just because more separated.
Yeah, separated, isolated, which is what this family needed. They needed to be in the boonies.
Yeah, because she was like,
Okay.
where's the other neighbors? They was like, we don't have neighbors for miles. She's like, great, perfect, I'll take it. The house, she
Tommy
got the
up.
show in the house. The house was leaking. It looked old, shabby. As soon as she realized that she didn't have anywhere, any neighbors, and she basically had a field to herself, she was like, yep, sign me up. And then honestly, adjusting to the country just seemed really fucking hard.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
and
Absolutely.
then
She had
it's,
to fix the house, and they were saying how things are so far out. The convenience store is like, what, 30 minutes away? The elementary school was 30 minutes away. The middle school was, what, 2 hours
hours.
away?
That's crazy as shit.
Really crazy. And then on top of that, she didn't have a job, so she was
Didn't have a
basically
job.
living off of her savings. So she had to work hard to, repair the house. Then she's struggling to start growing her own crops, because eventually she's like, well, groceries are becoming a lot to go do that, because she had to bike with two babies on
Bike.
her back. Like, that's a lot. So she was like, I gotta start growing my own vegetables. And she's trying to grow vegetables from the land, and it is not easy to be a farmer. It was like a known running joke, kind of like, oh, let's see how long she'll last here. And then once people seen that she really was determined despite her predicament, a one of her neighbors, what's his name? Oh, Grandpa Narasaki.
Yeah, Grandpa Narasaki, a sour old man. So
Yeah,
bitter old head. Like, he a bitter ass old head ass
he was. It was like he
nigga.
was a bitter old man, but he loved her down. Like, he
Yeah,
was
he
really
adored
involved in her.
her.
He's the one who really helped her get her crops together so she could have a thriving garden. And I love that for her. And I love that for them, because once she had like a great relationship with him and his family, like it kind of felt like all the other townspeople decided to talk to them as well. And so she got that
Yeah.
communal support. And once her crops, were flourished and was able to get harvested, She was able to help other people in her community, and they exchanged things back and forth, like other vegetables. It was very
And I
cute.
love that.
I want that for myself, to be perfectly
Honestly,
honest. I really do.
get the
I'm
fuck
tired of
away
going
from
to the
like,
grocery store.
oh, I know, me too. And just being like in the hustle or bustle of everything. Like, I just
Yeah.
want peace and quiet. It'll be hard, but it's like, hey, I'll take it.
It'll feel nice once you got everything accomplished. But and I liked the sense of community because especially as a single mother, that is something that you absolutely need, is
I agree.
some sense of community.
Yeah. And then, talking to the other people in the community, she got to talk to other mothers who was like, like we see that you're on your own and stuff, but you would be able to work if you sent your kids to school. And Yuki overhears this conversation and she's like, well, yeah, I do want to go to school.
Girl, she was so thirsty. She was like, I don't want to go to school. And I love when she has a little temper tantrum. She turns into a wolf. It's so cute.
And then so then her transition from being badass little wolf girl into like she's trying to align with society and be a regular girl now. And so that's her training started. She was like, okay, well, you can go to school if you learn how to stop transforming all the time. And that was crazy because you would see the mother would have company over and she would go back and forth from being a girl to a wolf, and the mother was having a heart attack. And at one
Poor
point,
thing.
she would walk past like the truck or something, and they thought that the dog, because they thought she was a dog, and her had matching clothes.
Was so funny. Oh my God, that was so funny.
Yeah, that was so. She is so fucking cute. But eventually she does, and she goes, I don't know how it did you guys watch it subbed or dubbed?
I watched it dubbed. Did you watch it dubbed?
I did watch it dubbed. What about you?
Stoney, did you watch it subbed or dubbed?
She watched it subbed, didn't
Yeah.
she?
That's why
But this is important.
I shut my ass up.
No,
Cause
it's
I already knew
it's fine that you do your
the
thing. It's fine because now I get to
answer.
ask this question. Because in the dub, the song that she had to keep repeating over and over again was "I'm gonna be a little girl all the way home."
I keep my promise. I promise.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I thought the localization was really cute though, because she
It
was
was
like
very cute.
saying it to herself in the bed and giggling, and like
Oh my
she
God,
had
she got
those.
so excited.
I know she had those first day of school jitters. Also, this like felt weirdly nostalgic about like childhood, because it's like, I don't know, seeing little kids like run and just be like fucking
I'm
feral.
so excited to go to school. Oh, did y'all ever have y'all clothes picked out for the first
Outfit,
day of school? Oh my
But
God, that's how you know it's real. You get very excited.
you know what? She did good kind of going to school. Like she went in. She has a very eccentric personality that I'm sure like attracted other children, and she seemed to have like a lot of friends. She did have the problems at first, I guess, adapting to being a girly girl. She would be like, oh, look, I brought. The other girls were like, I brought jewelry. Oh, I bought some jewelry my mom gave me too. And then she was like, oh, I bought snakes and bugs and
Yeah,
like
snakes and bugs
and they was like, girl,
and
get the fuck away from
skeletons.
me with this. Yeah. I was like, no, why would you bring that box and it stank like all them dead schools and shit? But you
You
know what?
say
Yeah, you know
it
what stank. When she opened that box, you saw that aroma.
it stank?
and they screamed and ran from her, and I was like, poor baby.
No, because she also had a snake in there, like the
Yeah,
I was
she
like, she
pulled a
know
snake
better.
out the ground. She had a box full of like skulls and like flattened
Insects.
lizards and shit. But
Yeah,
like I was a
around.
little tomboy, so I played with bugs and shit like that too. So like that's kind of me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I would have ran too, girly.
Yeah, these ain't diamonds and rubies, girl. Like, what is this?
And so she assimilates to learn how to be a girly girl even more. And her mom makes her a new dress. It's just really cute.
it's a cute dress.
Yeah, and
It's
she, you know,
really cute.
she does better, and she goes to school and she has a good time. And now it's time for Ame to learn how to be human as well, and he's having a harder time. He's getting picked on in school, and his older sister has to save him. He seems really isolated in class. Like, he sits all the way in the back. You don't really see other people interact with him like that. Yeah, and that was really sad to watch.
It was. And I mean, shy kids tend to have that struggle already. And I'd imagine that it was probably a little worse for him because of, the half wolf thing. And it seemed like, I don't know, I guess like it seemed that Yuki was excited about, I guess, having the best of both worlds, not to quote Hannah Montana. And I think Ami just wanted to be home and up under his mom, to be perfectly honest, at this point in the story, which is completely understandable because when they went to school, when he started going to school, in the middle of that, is that when it snowed,
Yes,
right?
so it snowed, and then one day, so they decide to have like a family night out, right? Well, they go out into the snow. They get to run around as wolves because, you know, they have all this free space and for miles and miles. They have a family night where they get to run around as wolves. She's picking up their clothes as it flies off of them and stuff as they're transforming. So, you know, they're having a great time until Ame sees a kingfisher bird, but then he trips on his scarf and he falls into the river. And during this time, while he's drowning, I guess he's coming to like an epiphany about, you know, who he is and what he wants for himself. I think the thrill of having his first
Catching.
catch like really did something for him.
It was a turning point for him. And I also kind of felt too like that whole scene was very like triggering, especially when you know like what
How the
happened to their
dad,
dad. And Hana seeing Ame going through that, it kind of like sent her to like a, I wouldn't say fight or flight, but it really sent her in a
it gagged
panic.
her a bit.
It got there. So it was really scary. I got scared. I was like, this is my own kid. Like, please get my baby up off that wall.
No, I
Like,
was finna turn the movie off. I was like, if this little boy dies,
I was
I'm
about to
not
say, I
finishing this
cannot lose
movie.
Ame. I'm like, please, I cannot lose Ame, please.
But
Like, that's my baby. That's my son. I
big
can't do
sis
it.
came and saved the
Yeah,
day.
Yuki.
But that was scary.
It was scary. And it's crazy because when she finally caught him, you know, she's thinking that he was dead. And she's like, please open your eyes. And then when he finally does, he's like, Mom, I caught that bird. And I'm like, you know, she was having a fucking heart attack. Like, and all he could talk about was his first catch,
Catch
like,
it.
even though he just almost died.
Okay. You worry about that kingfisher. Okay. Like, oh, fuck.
So then after that, I think they go to the conservation camp. And then Hana starts working there as a conservationist. And they're really interested. Well, Ami's really interested because there's a wolf on the premise. And so they go to it, and Hana tries to speak to it, like, can you teach my son, the way, like, how, I don't know how to raise wolf children, essentially. And the wolf doesn't really have any sentience, and Ami realizes that and kind of asks his mom, like, was dad like that? And she's like, oh no, not at all. And he's like, well, good. Because, and I guess, that has to be a weird feeling for him to see something that he can transform into
Be put
behind
behind a
bars.
cage.
And just have what like, be lifeless and be so sad.
Yeah, and I think that he realized that wolf that wasn't living its best life. It wasn't really feeling free or happy. Yeah, he could tell that it was really sad, and it was like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. It's weird because even the in the child books that he would read, he would catch on to that too. Like he would see
Yeah.
how the everybody was scared of the wolf and fairy
Wolf.
tales, and he was like, "Your mom, why is always the wolf always the bad
Was the
guy?"
bad guy.
He had a lot of, he was very young, but he had a lot of
He
self-reflection.
was wise.
Yeah. I think a lot of his timidness also was because he was really trying to, he was aware of his place in the world, how people would react to him as a wolf. Whereas Yuki kind of didn't really think about it. She was just like, I'd rather just assimilate. But he was more on like, but who's gonna accept me for me?
I think that's
Eventually.
something that everybody could relate to. Too is like realizing kind of like your place in the world, and the younger that happens, the scarier it fucking is.
Because I feel I can only imagine being so young and not even really having the tools to understand that. And like, it's like he understood, but understanding it in the greater sense that I guess making the choice. And then eventually he does make the choice. He's like, actually, I don't want to go back to school. Like, I'm actually tired of this. And he ends up making friends with another wolf in the
Was it a
wild.
wolf or a fox?
Oh, it was a fox. Okay. Yeah. You know what? They look so,
They
they're
do. They look
strangely
familiar.
similar. Yeah.
But I just noticed that it was like smaller and a little orangey. So I was like, I think that's a
Yeah.
fox.
You know, I don't be
And
having dealings with these animals.
I know. Well, foxes are like, I love foxes and wolves, so I was in my element. And it's, I think, within American folklore and Japanese folklore, foxes are supposed to be known for their wisdom and spirituality. So this was the perfect, like, Sherpa conduit sensei, he even calls him, that kind of teaches him the ways of the wild.
Which, by the way, that scene where they like run off together. Oh, it was so beautiful. Like the animation was beautiful. And Ame's face when he sees, like, outside, like what outside actually is. Oh my goodness. I had to rewind it and replay it actually because it was just so gorgeous. I was like, that is so sweet. Like,
Right, when they was all skipping down the up the
oh,
rocks at the river
yes.
and stuff and
Oh
listening to the wind and the rain, and they were just having a good time.
my God,
Yeah,
yeah. A ball, honey. Yeah.
he was in his little wolf bag, and then
Well.
he would come home and he like, oh yeah, and Sensei, you know, he taught me about how to do this and do that and do this, all these wolf, you know, things, all these like I guess you could say
Canine.
canine characteristics that will help them, you know, go about nature and survive. And Yuki was like, I don't care about that.
She's
She
like, you
was
need to
kind
go
of
back to
mean,
school. She was
honestly.
kind of mean.
She was like, I don't care about that. Yeah, you need to go back to school. And he was like, I'm not going back because I don't care about that. And she was like, no, well, you're a human, you need to be human. And he was like, no, and I'm a wolf, and so I need to be a wolf. And you can see that they both made their choice on like where they kind of want to be in life, and obviously there it's like hot and cold, like day and night, like they're not seeing eye to eye, and so they just start fighting.
Scrapping.
They was scrapping
They
around
was
that house.
hustling. Poor Hana was
See,
had chasing their asses around, like, stop it. Break it
this is
up.
all I'm talking
Break
about. Get the
it
belt.
up. Yeah. And then
Yeah, like
I'm
y'all old
stressing
enough for this
out. Yes, I
now.
was like, and I'm stressing out because, like, what if these niggas start running off, or one of the neighbors, what if one of the neighbors stopped by to drop off some little
For
desserts and
real,
shit,
though, like that
and
was
you.
such a dangerous thing for them to
Oh my
do.
Also, they
God.
was literally destroying that house, was shabby as it was, and you're literally destroying it
Fucking
even
it up.
more.
They
Like,
didn't give a fuck, but also, like,
they
even
did it.
my siblings fight like that for real without being animals. Them being animals just made it worse. Because I know I done tore up the house a couple of times pulling my cousin's hair
Yeah, me and my
and
sisters was working. Yeah, we was working in that damn house.
No,
My mom
us.
put a belt in our ass and said, stop it. And we were like, okay.
And at one point there was like an equal cow like power cancel, and so like she like so Yuki flies back, and then he's like flown back, and then Yuki just decides to go into the fucking bath and close the door and stop fighting with him. And he's just standing there fucking pissed off.
They all scratched up, knocked over daddy's shrine.
Yeah.
No, that was horrible. I said, oh
Also, can we note that Daddy's shrine, the only picture she had of him was
no. License.
that
Driver's
license?
license. I think
Yeah.
that has a lot to do with him. And I think that the license was also to signify his like entry into being a human more than an animal.
I think that it's like, yes, I can see that, but also like a frame. Like she didn't have not one picture with one frame.
Yeah, right. No,
Because I would have
honestly.
kept all his stuff, yes, but
Yeah.
it was weird. But I now that you say that, I think, you know, I understand. And they made sure he was fed as an ancestor.
Hello.
He was having good meals.
Plate. They staple.
Staple. And that's why he was able to come to her in the fucking dream so fucking heavy.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
So yeah, Ami's pretty much like fuck school. Oh
And
no, that's
did
right, baby.
and that was good for him, but also like the more he stayed out, I think the more he yearned to be outside more often. And one day, you know, a really harsh storm
Oh,
gathers.
wait, we gotta talk about the new boy that comes to school.
Oh yes. Oh shit, that's right. Oh, because you know what? I think the does the fight happen before she hits? I think that fight happened after she hits him. So we had, I think we skipped a little bit. Yeah.
We can double back. It's
Yeah.
fine.
No,
We
yeah, let's double
left
back.
out a part. It's all good.
Yeah. And so Yuki, you know, as you know, was having her own a good time assimilating into human society. She's like in fourth grade. She's doing pretty well. And she receives a transfer student in her class and who notices something strange about her. He comments on how she smells. He was like, "Hey, do you have a dog at home?" And she goes, "No, I don't have a dog." And he says, "Oh, I thought you would have a dog because the way you smell, you know, you smell like a dog."
Say
I mean,
that's
honestly, that was really shady of him to say. I mean, it's
real shitty.
kids are like sometimes like hurtfully honest, but like also at the same time, I was like, well, it's good that she knows now so that she can learn how to, I don't know, put on perfume or something.
Or maybe not keep her clothes on when she's running around as a fucking wolf. Because I would have just said yes. I feel like common sense would have just been like, yeah, I got a dog. But I guess when you do that, it doesn't make sense to you because she's not all the way human. And of course, Hana doesn't smell it because she's around them all the time. And I also think that it had a lot to do with him being like directly from the city, I'd imagine, where maybe everybody out there smells like outside, but she specifically smelled like dog.
He said, girl, you smell like PetSmart.
No,
And she was like,
and that shit had her in her bag. She was in the fucking bathroom trying to scrub it out. And
oh, baby.
you know, he notices that she starts avoiding him after that, and rightfully so. Like he kind of hurt her feelings, and he would not let it go. So he spends like the
No.
whole day, like literally chasing her around, trying to force her into talking to him. And eventually she gets cornered by him because she tries to run away, like literally throughout the whole school. And then she gets into a corner because there's nowhere to go. There's like locked doors and there's a wall. And then he corners her and she just gets so mad that she hit him in the face on his side and
Scratched
injures
him
his ear.
up. Oh my God. And then she turned to like a little wolf for a little bit. Oof.
Yeah, she transforms into a wolf, like for a quick second
For a
while
quick second when
outside.
she hit him.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But that means she was stressed. Yeah, because
And
I
I'm
don't think she
sorry.
ever been tested like that before then.
Yeah, I wouldn't want nobody to like run up after me and then corner me like that, because that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I
That's
also think
crazy.
that like he was breaking a huge boundary by doing that. Like that wasn't something that was normal for like a boy to do. Like, why would you not leave somebody alone when they asked to be left alone? And it's weird how they treated her in the principal's office, you know, took note that he had been chasing her and
Hounded her, literally cornered her against the wall.
yeah. And then you know what? Yuki didn't stand up for herself either. And she usually always does that. But that time, you could tell that shit really got to her. And being a wolf makes her feel guilty because she just stood quiet the whole time. And in an effort to save her, he says, oh, she didn't do it. A wolf did. And I think that just makes it worse, to be honest. And I think both Yuki and her mom was really hurt after
Yeah, they
that.
was panicking. They were. Poor Yuki,
And
she had a breakdown in the car
yeah,
for her
she did.
mama.
Yeah, I don't know how her mom stood strong because the way the like they start crying, I would have cried too. It was crazy. We would have both had cried in that car.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I felt really horrible. But I was just like trying to like keep composure. Like, while having to also raise two kids who are part wolf growing up, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't
Yeah.
imagine it. That's just,
Yeah. And so soon after that, a storm comes. And this storm is forcing all the school to let out early. And so as Hana is going to pick up Yuki, she goes, oh, hey, Ame, come with me. And you know, Ame has been acting weird for a minute. And you know, secretly, you know, he would be up at night just like looking outside and wishing that he can go back out because, you know, his mother begged him to like not go back out after a while. I think she started getting scared for him of him going outside too much. She was like, please just stay in the house, like please. And I think Ame seen this storm as an opportunity to run because I think right before this storm happens, his sensei, you know, the fox, he it breaks his leg and it's gonna die basically because he can't move
Yeah,
around
so he
and
can't move around.
Yeah, so I guess it makes him like the next one up.
Yeah, probably.
yeah. Well, yeah. So he says, you know, since if he dies, then I have to take over the mountain. And Hana's like, you don't gotta take over any mountain. Let me get
He's
off
like,
of
you're
here.
ten. She's like, now
Yeah.
I'm fine with
Yeah,
you not going to school,
but you live in the mountains? No, that's not what we agreed
the
upon.
mountains is this house. Stay your ass in this house. Oh, but I feel like, you know what? I feel like, you know, Ame wanted his own sense of agency and
Oh
like his
yeah.
own identity, because it's like, if Yuki can go to school and live life for herself, then
Why
why can't
can't
I? Yeah, why can't I just embrace my wolf traits and take off into, you know, the wilderness and thrive in that? You know, I don't want to be secluded in a house all by myself. No shade to you, Ma, but like, I don't want to hang out with you all day. Like,
or be
I
with them other people for
yeah,
that matter.
no,
Fuck them
exactly.
people.
Hello, like, I want to live my life. I want to do what I want to do. And I felt like Ame didn't have any agency or autonomy for himself for that. So when he finally speaks up, it's like, and I hate that too, when growing up, and because that really triggered me too. It's like, you want to do something for yourself, or you want to express yourself, have that self-expression, but like your parents are be like, no, like,
It's
don't
crazy
do that.
though. Yeah. It's crazy because I felt like she also gave him a lot of room for self-expression. Like she let him go hang
I
out in
think
the
so
forest.
too.
I just think she didn't want to lose her child to the forest. Like it was fine for him to hang out, but to stay out there and live out there and only do that, Like
It was
she
too
was,
much for her.
yeah, like she felt like that was too much. And then she even catches herself telling him, like, no, you don't go out there because you're not, oh, she almost said you're not a wolf.
Yeah. But he is.
But she stopped herself because then she would realize that that wasn't true. And then that
Yeah.
she'd be, I guess, denying a part of him. And I don't think she
Yeah,
ever wants to
condemning
do
a
that.
part of him. And no,
Yeah.
and I will say that about her as well is that she always gave them the choice. And I think she was supportive as she could be. Like obviously it was easier for her to be supportive of Yuki to, assimilate more to the human side because that's something that she's familiar with. And like you said, it's like you can hang out in the woods. You just can't live there. I don't want you living there. You're a 10-year-old boy. And he's like, well, that's like an adult as a wolf. And she's like, okay, but you're a child.
Honestly,
Right. And I think there was room for him to do both, but that's not essentially what he wanted.
no. So
No.
yeah, it's a torrential downpour, as they like to say. Kids are getting evacuated, and some people are being left behind. And in the midst of this, Ami's gone. He's in the woods doing God knows what.
I'm
And
packed up and left.
Hana's looking for him. And so we're going back and forth between like Yuki and Ami. Yuki and what was his name again?
Sohei.
Sohei, they're kind of like they got left behind.
Yeah. Well, Yuki went to go find Sohei because he left the gym where all the kids were
All
getting
the
picked up
kids were,
at.
yeah.
Yeah, she goes to find him and he's in the classroom and they just get start to talk, but then they realize that they were left because they're the only ones in the school. So they decided, well, we're just gonna sleep over here and that'd be fine. And so I guess they do. I think somebody came one more time to look for them.
But they
And
hid.
once they was gone, they started talking some more. And I guess they started talking about their roles in other people's lives and stuff. Like, so Hayes reveals that, his mom is getting married again and she doesn't really seem to care much about him. And Yuki reveals that she is indeed a wolf. And I think initially apologizes for hiding it from him and for hurting him. And he was like, I've always known that and I never tell anybody. And she starts crying and I cry too.
I
Oh,
did too.
yeah.
It was really sweet because they were. That's something that she, because I guess a little bit of time had passed between that and the current event. And that was something that she was holding on to for a while. And then you have this person who feels kind of neglected from his mom, which was crazy because she had all this energy to try to sue people for, hurting him, but now she got a new man and a new baby on the way, and she could give two fucks less about her child. She didn't come pick him up during a terrible storm. That's gotta feel shitty. And Yuki had been doing this whole, assimilation thing where she's just being human. But that's always gonna be a part of herself. And I think that's what she, that was her realization in that moment. And that it was nice to share that with somebody who is outside of her family, that she can, regardless if she wants to go back and forth all the time, somebody else knows that about her and they accept it about her. And that's nice. That's
Yeah,
very
that
sweet.
was really nice. Meanwhile, Hana is having the worst fucking time of her life. She's going through
Girl.
this forest. She's running into bears, scared for her life.
That scared the fuck out of me. And then, like, they didn't give any details to the bear that made it scarier. There wasn't
Oh.
any noise outside the rain. And I'm like, fuck, like, what's about to happen?
Or
Yeah,
what already happened?
She's
Yeah.
trudging through this forest, slippery as hell, and she slips and falls off a cliff and passes
Ooh.
out. And Ame finds her and picks her up and puts her, I guess, near the road. And she wakes up right as he's walking away, and she's like, "Did I Did I gonna do a good job as a mom? Did I teach you anything? Did I, are you okay? Like, she's just, I think she's really confused on what's going on. And he just runs away and she watches him up the mountain and he howls. And I guess she just
That
comes
made me
to,
cry.
me
That made me cry.
too. She comes to the realization that the dream that she had while she was passed out was a message that he was gonna be okay. The dream is she thought she sees Ame, but it's really her ex. Husband who, was the wolf obviously and the father of the both of them. And he's letting her know like he's good, like he can handle himself and you don't have to worry about that. And
Ooh.
yeah, when she
And then
comes
she
to
did a good job raising them. I'm like,
right. And then
so
when she
funny.
comes to like he's walking away. And I guess she took that him running up and howling out. Like she was like, okay, so I guess he's fine. Yo, he was like on very, very, very strikingly looking like his dad. Like
I
they like
know.
copy paste.
Listen, yeah, copy paste. Like the first when he went in his human form, when he picked Hannah up and put her on the road, I was like, I know that ain't who I think it is. So I was like, who is that? And then I'm like, oh, that's Ame looking like his damn daddy.
Right, because I was like, why he looks, he looked tall as hell for a moment there.
Tall as shit. I
I
was
was like, he
sweet
is not a
baby.
little kid anymore. You sure that's a 10-year-old?
Hey, you your daddy, son.
For
Like,
real, for real.
wow. Oh my God. But oh, that was that your stop the train moment there?
No, my stop the train moment was when he was drowning. I was like, if this little, I was like, if
Oh
this
yeah.
fucking baby dies,
Oh.
I'm turning this shit off.
Yeah, I was in distress. I was like, please let this baby live, please. Oh my goodness. But yeah, that part where he looked to the mountain and howled, that was my stop the train moment as well, because it was that reassurance that Hanan did, that she did a good job. And you know what? Hannah did a phenomenal job as a mom. Yeah, and it's like I didn't like that she was just unsure of herself, but I feel like any parent, especially a single parent and a parent who has who is a widow, would have like thoughts like that running through their mind. I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't know, but I can only imagine the feeling that one must have when dealing with all that, trying to wear so many hats when the hats are beginning a little bit too big and feel a little bit too heavy. And I felt like, because anybody can just take the hats off and be like, fuck this, I don't want to do this shit anymore.
Yeah.
But tell them kids to fend for your fucking stuff. Like, fuck it. Like, I don't care. But Hannah, I felt like, handled it so with such care and such kindness and such patience that you're just like, I can't even, like, you can't even be upset. Like, you just have to look at her and be like, to be a woman like you, like, you know what I
Yo, no,
mean?
for real. Cause she was,
For
you could tell
real.
that she was a
Oh.
very good person. I was like, man, like, I wish you were my mom. Like, you were such a good mom.
Honestly.
So she tearfully accepts his goodbye and, realize and allows him to be the person he, or the, I mean, or the wolf he
The
wants to be.
wolf he wants to be. Yeah.
And Yuki decides that she's going to go to boarding school, I
Middle
guess.
school.
And
Yeah.
she, boarding school and middle school, and she can, she has a good time. Like she really does do her own little human thing. And I think even more so now that she has the reassurance of her friends and stuff. And I thought it was really cute that you could hear Ame's wolf howl
Howling.
in the
That was
distance.
so sweet. Oh my God.
And Hana just felt like super comforted hearing it. Like all alone in her little house and talking to the ancestor altar with her, with their father on it. Like it was just, it was so much.
It was
It was a
beautiful.
lot.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like that shit really, that I think that's what got me at the end. It was like hearing the wolf howling and seeing her just like smile and stuff, and I was just like, yeah, this is getting to me. I can't hold the tears
Oh,
anymore.
I know. It got to me too. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, I think obviously familial love is definitely a theme here, but I also, it's a coming of age story told in two different ways for two of our MCs. But also it's like, I guess, a coming to moment for Hannah as well, because obviously it is hard to let your children, leave the nest, so to speak. But she always gave them like that freedom that they needed to, and I think she always supported it. But I think when Ami was like, "No, I don't want to be a part of society anymore," it freaked her out because it's like, "No, you're my baby still." And I understand that parents feel that way, but you've got to let your kids like grow into the person that they're gonna be.
I wish he did at least kind of drop
Go
by and
back and
seeing his
forth.
mom every now and then though, because the thought of her like just being all alone really does like hurt sometimes. But I guess he felt like he wouldn't be able to like truly just be committed unless he said goodbye all the way. So that's okay too. I definitely would recommend this to anybody who loves these types of movies. You know the deal, the tear jerkers. You want to cry.
Crying
Also,
by Crimson.
no. I had this to my tear jerker list. Also, the writer and director from this has a great track record. I think we should definitely his name is Mamoru Hosoda. His background is actually really cool. Hosoda initially felt inspired to take up animation as a career after seeing The Castle of Cagliostro, the first film directed by Hayao Miyazaki of Studio Ghibli.
I knew it.
No, but it gets even better. So he was inspired by Studio Ghibli. Obviously, he does his work in animation. He goes to Toei Animation after submitting a short film, and he applied to Studio Ghibli, though he did not get the job. He received a rejection letter of praise from Hayao Miyazaki himself. Then Studio Ghibli announced Hosoda to direct the film Howl's Moving Castle in September 2001. This was scheduled for a 2003 summer release. However, production on the film became strained due to creative differences. According to Hosoda, he was told to make the movie similar to how Miyazaki would have made it, but he wanted to make his own film the way he wanted to make it. So in the end, Hosoda left in summer 2002 during the early production stages after failing to come up with a concept acceptable to the Studio Ghibli bosses. So this guy basically, that's it, that must be so hard. To like basically be inspired by somebody, like these are your heroes, right? And then you get to work with your heroes, and then you're like, actually, fuck my heroes.
Oh my God.
They
That's like
say
a little
never meet
yikes.
them.
Because these guys don't like the way I do things. And I mean, good for him too, because everybody deserves, has a different way of storytelling, and Miyazaki's ways is his way. And
Absolutely.
he did Digimon Adventure, Digimon Adventure, our War Game, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. I think we should definitely watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch that. What's
And
it called?
The
The
Girl Who
Girl Who
Leapt
Lived.
Through Time.
Okay.
And Belle. And I fucking loved Belle. Belle came out in 2021.
I
And
heard Bell ate down.
Belle 888, no crumbs. He has a great list here. So I think that, if you like any of those movies, you would like this movie.
Given the choice, would y'all like be a wolf, or would you be a person, or maybe like somewhere in
I
between?
felt like I would have been a hybrid.
Yeah,
Like,
I've been
I think
hybrid as
so
well.
too. Like,
Oh.
maybe I'll take a 3 month hiatus into the woods
Yeah,
and
but
live
then at the
life.
same time, it would have been hard, because then it's like if you take a 3 month hiatus, you won't be able to like keep a job and stuff. And I think, I don't know, I keep saying I want to be a hybrid, but maybe not, because at the same time, I think being a hybrid is what fucked the dad up, because I felt like he wanted to, like, you know, act on those urges still, because, you know, internally, like, biologically, you know, they are still wolves. So maybe he really had a taste for some, you know, fresh stuff, and then, you know, he just couldn't fight it. And so I wonder if I was a hybrid, would I just have, like, kind of relapse, I guess, and just go off into the world and start trying to eat shit in inappropriate places.
True.
No, for real. Yeah, I'll keep my humanness. Thanks. Now that I think about it, I'm good. I need money, so.
I'd still try to do the hybrid. If I have
Yeah.
like a setup where I was close enough to the country that I could like wild out when I want to.
See, but that's why it made sense for them to move into the country, because it was literally the only way
That
to
they could do
actually be
that.
a hybrid, you know?
Yeah,
There was no other
literally.
way to do it. Because even before, you could tell that the guy didn't have an actual home. He was like,
Home,
oh, he
yeah.
was worked as a mover, but he must have kept his human clothes someplace, safe someplace, and then put them on to go, like, act like a human, and then took them off places, because he was a mover, and he was talking about it. He was like, yeah, people's houses, like, and first of all, that should have been her first red flag. I guess she just thought he was homeless.
Now she get dicked down by homeless, a
Even care.
homosexual, no,
Homosexual,
she
didn't
like
even
that.
care. He was like, people's apartments, like, they're just different worlds, and this guy, he lives with this many people, and this person lives with this many people, and the inside of their house looks like this, and I wish I had a home. And she didn't even judge him. She was like, oh, well, you know, you can always come to my home. She didn't care if he
I
was
can say
homeless.
welcome home to you if you want. I'm like, oh, this bitch got the rev. Like, I was like, oh, you smooth, Hannah. Like,
She was like, I do not mind if my man is homeless.
my
That don't
man, my
bother
man,
me.
my man. Yeah. That's my motherfucking
Yep.
man. That's what she
Yep.
wanted to say.
And did they move right? And then he was like, oh, you inviting me out, inviting me in? Okay. And that's when
Yeah.
he showed her, because he was like, yeah.
He's like, let me get
Okay.
this bitch pregnant real quick.
Yo,
Like, not you shacking up.
And so I want to note that I don't know if the pregnancy term for, you know, birthing wolf children is shorter than regular humans, but they were really close in age. Because then she said, what, winter and then spring?
Spring, yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I think it's called nodding. I have to look it up.
No, stop. That's not what we're
Wait.
talking about.
Oh, shit.
Hello, fucking
Hello?
answer me.
Hello? Yes, I'm
Yes, tell me what
sorry.
the fuck in nodding is, since you want to be a whore.
No.
It has
Okay, so nodding. And I saw this way before. Okay, so I saw spicy audio on Reddit about a werewolf, and you know they mentioned the word nodding, and I'm like, well, what the fuck is nodding? So then I saw this movie, and I'm like, oh, so she's having sex with this wolf and having kids. So then I'm like, nodding. So I looked up nodding, and it says when animals mate, the penis enlarges during climax and remains enlarged to the point where he is literally stuck inside the female for as long as the mating process goes on.
Like, have you
And
ever seen two dogs and they've been stuck together, facing different directions?
no, but I don't know. So, but so basically, when animals have sex, like, the dick gets so big it's stuck inside of them, and they can't leave until they actually bust.
So it's to ensure insemination, and the male can ejaculate several times before he is shrunk down small enough to unmount.
Damn. So in animal sex, do they even stroke, or you just in there? Like, how does
Mean,
it
they be
work?
pumping. It looks like they be
But they don't
pumping.
pull out too much, because how is it stuck?
I mean, I.
And
that
then
I'll
it
know.
don't come all the way out. It's like in and then it's movement.
Okay, so it's like, is it like the head gets really, really fucking swollen like a knob, and then that's
Yeah,
why it can't come out?
essentially.
So, but the shaft you can move, but you just can't come out with the head. Understood.
It's using sorts of hybrid. So hey, if y'all into that shit, hey.
Y'all talk
How
about
to
it.
fuck a
Doing you,
werewolf 101.
not it. So y'all learned something new. Y'all
No,
learned
they
something new
nasty
today.
asses. I know they didn't heard this before. And if you haven't, now you have.
Okay, nodding and like the rainbow, like the sparkle.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, nodding. That's the word of the night, y'all.
Oh my God. Nevertheless, this movie, 5 stars.
Yeah,
Five stars
10.
for me.
Give it
10
10.
out of 10.
10
I
out of 10.
absolutely
Would
love it.
recommend. And I will watch it again, actually.
Yeah,
Let's
this is my
see.
second go round, so.
Oh, child, you a soldier.
Yeah, I like pain.
Yes. Me too, though. It's okay.
And, on that note, stay tuned because we've got Aquarius season for you guys. Yay! All
Oh
right.
shit. That was funny shit.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Yes, the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's get into Aquarius season. So Aquarius is known as the inventor in modern astrology. Aquarius dates as January 20th to February 18th. Aquarius ruling planets are Saturn and Uranus, planets of responsibility and freedom. The symbol is the water bearer. Some main descriptors for Aquarius are original and shocking. Aquarius's duality is masculine, its element is air. The quality is fixed, and keywords for Aquarius are I know. The ruling body part are the ankles. Some Aquarius attributes would be original, eccentric, futuristic, shocking, and humanitarian. The Aquarius drive is to be free. All right, and then Aquarius. Okay, and now for the placement, Moon in Aquarius. Moon in Aquarius's emotional nature is unconventional, rebellious, authentic, and detached. Some sources of contentment for the Moon in Aquarius placement would be invention, community, creative work, and humanitarianism. Moon in Aquarius generates a rebellious soul, creative, ingenuous, and unconventional. Aquarius Moon can sometimes create emotional chaos, seeking conflict, knowing intuitively that it could lead to an awakening. Uncomfortable with stagnancy and disingenuousness, Aquarius Moon will force others to be authentic, pushing them to their edge, sometimes with shock. At times, Aquarius Moons can scare people with volcanic eruptions of emotion and combativeness. However, they are unlikely to hold grudges, processing and releasing intense exchanges quickly. This is the best placement to move on from heartbreak as they feel everything suddenly, and then fully letting it go. The key to Aquarius Moon's contentedness is having a healthy outlet for their eccentricity, feeling free to invent and rebel, create community, and orient towards fringe pursuits, technology, and the future. Fascinating conversationalists and friends, Aquarius Moons must work to extend their love for humanity to individuals as they sometimes become too cool and detached when relating on an intimate level. If they work consciously with their detachment, it can become their gift. Excellent therapists and counselors, they can harness their creativity and objectivity to help others work through difficult emotions. Unafraid of chaos, they won't flinch in the middle of challenging situations. They thrive with friends and partners who allow them to be their idiosyncratic selves and who appreciate occasional jolts of electricity. That's it.
Yeah. That's an Aquarius, all right.
Yeah, I like how
Yeah.
it's weird because I do think as much as Aquariuses kind of stick to the book, they're also kind of surprising. Like, not all of them are the same, but a lot of them do share traits. Combativeness is one. I think that's definitely was something that they all share. But detachment is another one that I feel like a lot of them seem to like struggle with. And it's weird. I've talked about this before, obviously.
I think you've called them emotionally bankrupt.
Damn. Yeah, because let's not forget, last year y'all was dragging the fuck out of us. But you know what?
I'm trying to be
I'll let
nice
y'all
this
cook.
year. I
I'll let y'all
mean,
cook. And I said, you know what? I ain't like these other Negroes and these other Aquariuses. So I apologize on behalf of them because sometimes I can hold y'all. They embarrass the fuck out of me too. So it's like, yeah,
I
we
just
ain't
feel
that.
like they have this idea, like, and then it's the rebel thing too. It's like they don't want to do anything you're telling them to do it just because you're saying to do it. And it's like, I think that even if you really care about them, like, they're not going to listen to anything that you have to say. And then sometimes that's to everybody's detriment. I hate to say it. But yeah, emotionally bankrupt. I mean, yeah, like, sometimes I just feel like you can know an Aquarius and then out of nowhere, it's like you don't know them anymore. It's like, why are you treating me like this? Like, why do I feel like I've known you my whole life, but like now I'm a stranger out, like, in this instance, like right here, right now? Like, what's going on?
I'm
Yeah,
sorry. I'm sorry.
and I mean, this is someone who's raised by an Aquarius, so I'm like,
You're like,
no,
I'm triggered.
no. Yeah, but then also one
I
of my best friends, like, my best friends are Aquarius too. Like, I have Stony here, I got my other friend Julian, like, you know, you guys are here. Like, I think you're awesome. I think some great things about an Aquarius is that I really like do like the way you guys think. I do think that you guys are unconventional, which is really cool.
Very creative.
Also, Aquarius usually tends to, like, you know, dip in a little bit of everything, which I think is cool. You guys have great music tastes. I really like that about you guys.
I don't know. I'd be taking pride in, like, not to play with my pussy or anything, but like I really do take pride in always trying new things, and like if I like it, then it's like, then yeah, I know somebody is gonna like it. So it's like I feel like too, I'm always I'm low key sensitive to how other people can maybe receive things. So, and I also kind of feel things too, like we're non-judgmental people. So we see and hear people for who they genuinely are, and it can be a blessing or a curse sometimes, because then that invites some unwelcoming shit and we're just like, now what the fuck do we do with this? Like, do we ghost as normal?
Do I leave?
Can I leave? Like, oh shit, my headphones fell, but it's okay. But I was like, yeah, can I leave? Like, can I just pick up my shit and go? Because now I don't want to be a part of this. I feel like we get into shit before when it's too late and it gets too deep, and we're just like, well, damn, like, I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather just leave, which is
Yeah.
so sad,
And then
but.
sometimes I feel like y'all have a way of like knowing when something isn't good, but y'all just want to see what's
What's gonna happen?
we like
Yeah.
potential. We like
Yeah.
potential.
Like, I'm like, girl, if you don't just get out of there, like, I don't know. I'm not that curious. I mean, I'm a curious person, but I think my curiosity, I resolve my curiosity by placing myself in a certain way. And I think you
That's
guys just
real.
like to observe more than just like strategically do things, if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I see. I feel like a Libra and Gemini is like, ooh, this is interesting. That's an interesting train wreck. Let me move these chess pieces to see what this can do in response. Versus Aquarius, be like, well, let's sit back and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, hey. We got going on over here.
gosh. And I mean, good for you guys. Thanks for
We love
it.
chaos.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, like Aquarius is literally that meme of like people sitting down and folding their legs and grabbing the popcorn, like for real.
Enjoying the fire.
So let's get into our list. First up on the list, we've got Power, January 29th. I love her.
Power.
Oh,
Wow. Love
honestly, I did
her.
not expect her to be an Aquarius, but you know, now that I think about it, her speech about world peace and stuff kind of resonates.
World dominance.
Well, she said she wanted to get a Nobel Peace Prize, but like, but for being dominating the world somehow, I don't know.
Yeah,
Which
she's
she doesn't
great.
know either. So that checks out for Aquarius, where it's like big goals with no like
No
plan.
detail. Yeah, no plan. We just say, yeah, I don't want to do shit. And they're like, well, how are you gonna do it? I'm like, child, I don't know.
Right.
Also,
Right.
she
She is a
feels very just
rebellious spirit.
rebellious, and she's kind of detached.
Yo, she is actually.
She's pretty detached. And there's like a theory going around on the internet that like, because she is a fiend, that the body that she inhabit is, she probably killed herself as a human. And some people think of that because of the way the hammer comes out of her wrist, like somebody's
Oh,
cutting
where
her
somebody
wrist.
sliced the. Oh, okay. And
Oh
then being a
shit.
blood fiend, I guess that would make
Yeah.
sense. That's heavy.
Yeah, it is. It is. Sorry.
No, that's
but
good. You're fine.
yeah, and I like, and if that is the case, that would make a lot of sense on why she kind of feels detached from people and whatnot. Power is super interesting. I didn't like her at first. She grew on me. I also think that it's funny that Fujimoto said that she's a mix between Cartman from South Park and I think Paul from The Big Lebowski, and I'm just like, holy shit. Because
What
Cartman's
does
already
Fujimoto
a
know about
mess.
that? Yeah, Cartman's already a fucking ass, so it checks out. And I feel like with Aquariuses too, like, because I had somebody tell me, like, not gonna hold you, I did not like you at first. And I was like, well, damn, like, what did I
What
do?
did I
Yeah. And they're like, but you know, I've grown to like, you know, when I got to know you, it was like, you're actually so nice. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry that, you know, your first encounter with me wasn't great. Like, I'm sorry.
do?
Like,
It's weird. Like, when, why did they, was this like an internet exchange or was this in real
it's
life?
a
This
real
was in
life.
real life exchange. We worked together. She was like, I thought you were a complete bitch. Like, she was like,
Do
I
you know
thought
this person's sign?
she was a Virgo.
Well, Virgos don't like anybody. I don't trust
I
their
know, but I was surprised that she
discernment.
liked me. I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, Virgos usually can't stand nobody, but it's like, oh, I'm glad you like me. At least I got through I touched the surface just a little bit.
A little bit.
And I also think that detachment rubs people, a lot of people, the wrong way. I think people who are warm get, and they, you know, I guess the sticker of, oh, this is a great person, a lot faster than somebody who's detached or
To
maybe more
detach.
isolated. Yeah. You know, so I feel like if you're isolated, then yeah, maybe they'll take it as, oh, she think you're better than us, or you got a chip on your shoulder, you don't hang out with anyone. And automatically, you just kind of get placed in a weird box. And I think only certain placements can get away with being detached and not putting that box as like somebody who's not a good person or like a good person to interact with. Because there are some people who can just isolate and people will be more drawn to them.
Yeah, that's very true.
But yeah, it. I mean, I guess this depends person by person, but yeah, I do
Yeah.
think that's a Aquarius trait. Shout out to Power. Stand for me.
Yeah.
Yo,
Stamp.
Powie. Go, Powie, my little funky princess.
Next up, we've got Yoshikage Kira, January 30th.
Oof.
Yoshikage
Wait, how
Kira was
is
the villain from JoJo's Bizarre Adventures Part 4,
Now
Diamonds
that I did not know
Unbreakable.
he was an Aquarius at all.
He's the perfect Aquarius to me, actually. Because I also feel like all Aquariuses are unhinged, but they do a great job at assimilating and not looking as unhinged as they are. And he was perfect for that. Like on the outside, he looked like he had it all together. He was prim and proper, suit down, really pretty. But at night, he probably strokes himself with dead people's hands.
Not dead people's
You
hands.
mean he be giving the handies with them dead people hands, girl? I
I
mean,
mean, that's what my
I can see it.
imagination. He was turned on by the hands, so my imagination went there. Like, I'm sorry.
You might need to do,
Like the
we'll take it to
recipe's
the
right there. I'm
AO3,
just
write a
putting it in
fanfic.
the oven.
Take it to the AO3. No.
Take it to the AO3. We gotta make a fanfic. Get in the booth, Crimson. Get in
We
the
should do a
booth.
collaborative fanfic. I think that would be
Oh,
really
we
fun
should
and
do that for
funny.
Spaces.
Yeah,
Next
yeah.
month, March is March Spaces. We should do that.
That'd be so
Collaborative fanfic.
funny. Like, Kira's like, in like his study.
Oh, you know that game where it's like you say one sentence and then
And
somebody
then
adds
somebody
on,
else.
and then we should do that, but make a fanfic that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cut this out in case bitches
Yeah.
listen.
None of these motherfuckers need to know the recipe.
At
Y'all
all.
deserve
At all.
it. Oh shit. Real shit. But yeah, Kira's hot too. I've always noticed that most Aquarius people are hot as fuck.
They're very
Absolutely.
interesting looking. I
Oh.
feel
Yeah,
like
and I
they,
think that's what's attracted to me. I have
yeah.
Aquarius in my seventh house, so I do feel like I get attracted to people. And Aquarius's tastes are like this too, where they like things that are like unconventional. Like they don't
Unconventional.
they like
Very
them to look
different.
weird. And now
Yeah.
why mine doesn't stray too far, because some Aquariuses take it too far, i.e. stony and others, like I'm not even gonna mention.
Yeah, I'll be taking it there. I'm sorry.
I like I do like people who just look, I don't know, eclectic or eclectically different, like just like the way they put themselves together, or maybe like they have a face that looks like old timey or something. Like, you ever have like somebody's look at someone's face and like, wow, like your face looks like uncolonized or like,
It looks like you haven't sent an email. It looks like you
yeah.
don't know what an email is.
Yeah, like you look like you came from like the 19th century. Like, yeah,
That's hilarious. My mom would
I
tell
don't
me that, like, oh, you just look so, like, you just have these features that are just so, like, unique and different. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I literally came out of your pussy. Like, I look just like you and dad just merged. I don't understand.
I feel like I think I said this last time. All Aquariuses to me have like little like light bulb shaped heads. Y'all almost look alien like. It's always just something
Yeah, we give
different.
alien.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just it's always
No,
something. It's like
it's fun.
it's like some feature that just looks really different.
Sometimes I will look in the mirror and I'm like, I am not a human.
I am not a
I
human.
also think it's an Aquarius trait to treat yourself like a
Like
fucking
a
alien. Yes. Like, why do y'all have to act like you're not above a society? And that's another part of the detachment is like, I guess they put like an identity and it's just like not like other people. Like not even like not like other girls or not like other guys.
Other
Like I'm not
people. I'm not like you. I'm not like you people.
I'm not like
You people.
not like you people.
Like guys, come back down to earth, please. But either way, Yoshikage, because with Kira, he was weird and he was very not like you other people. He was like,
Yes.
listen, I want my hands and I want to be left alone.
Okay, I want to give these handies to these hands with these fresh sets, and rings and shit. Yeah.
And ended. And he was, and I think that a part of his character development in quotations, because it was he was a villain, so I don't know how far they was actually trying to go with this.
Develop,
Yeah, he was
But
horrible.
he was learning how to, I guess, have feelings for women, like that outside of like hand cutting, which I thought was kind of cute. I was hoping they strung that out a little bit more before they got to him, but you know, it is what it is. Villains gotta go.
Yeah, get
Yeah.
the
So
boot.
he definitely gets my stamp.
He gets a stamp from me. He's cute.
Next up, we've got Keiko Yukimura, January 31st. Keiko's from Yu Yu Hakusho. That's Yusuke's girlfriend.
Oh, Keiko. I love Keiko.
That's the girl for real.
She
That's the
really
homie.
is.
She a
She
writer.
really is. She
She's a
is.
writer. I feel like she was somewhat unconventional as a tourist. I guess, I mean, that's sorry. She's
As a
somewhat
fairy.
unconventional as a, yeah. Yeah,
Well,
she was
she's
very.
J when's her birthday again? January.
January 31st.
She's
Oh,
I feel like
yesterday.
she's half a happy birthday girl. I think she might be really like close enough to Capricorn that had to bleed over because she's a bit of a stickler,
Yeah.
A little bit.
which isn't a bad thing because I mean you kind of have to be in a relationship with somebody like Yusuke. Like it can be two firecrackers. Well, like in the sense of like he's always popping off, but she pops off to put him in place.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, and
Know.
I think that she was what he needed, honestly. Like it
Yes.
was he was doing a little too much outside in the streets, and he needed somebody who was gonna slap him and be like, get it together,
Yeah,
stop
snap
it.
out of it, bitch. Like be for real. I loved her though.
Yeah, I loved her too. Good for her. The wish I knew more about her other than being Yusuke's nag, but
Yeah.
yeah.
It is what it is.
That.
Good old 1990s shonen.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
So while she may not have my stamp, I mean she has my undying love
Yes, she does.
she has my respect.
and
You
respect,
go,
exactly.
bitch. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it couldn't be me being 14 and knowing that, like,
I couldn't
my
be
man
14
is
chasing a nigga into the demon world. Like that
into
just
the
don't make
demon world.
sense
Yeah, I
Oh,
can't
that's
do it. I can't
crazy.
do it.
I'm not
Don't
even
I don't know
messing
any guy I
guy
like
like that much. Sorry.
Period.
Shit,
I'm like,
he's my
what? I'm gonna be
fucking
sitting in a
family.
crowd with a bunch of demons? You out your mind.
Like, I'm literally still going through puberty. Like, this is crazy.
And he talk about let's get married. Like, what? Oh my God.
Yo.
That song came in my head and I was like, don't sing it.
The Jagged Edge
Oh,
song.
I thought it was the biggest bird.
Last kiss.
Oh
Yo, that shit fucks me up. I'm sorry. I'm the biggest bird. But yeah, let's get married, fucking nigga. Just kidding. Next up, we've got Finro Rulakos, February 6th. Finro's from Black Clover. He was in the Black Bulls. He
I
was
love
the
Finro.
jock.
The jock.
The jock that wasn't jocking. Like that's another thing. Like they gave him the they
That's
gave him
funny
the
shit.
jock personality, but he was kind of dweeby.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so
So it
cute.
was
I love
weird. And then
him.
when he got that makeover from Vanessa, and then it was like not a it wasn't like an upgrade. Like it was, and I think that's something about an Aquarius too. It's like maybe their traits are like so alien that they're gonna just look the same type
Same.
of alien no matter what you do to
Yeah.
them. and I mean, it wasn't bad though. A little green tips never hurt.
Okay, like come on, social justice warrior Fenrir. Like he just looks so cute.
Uh-uh.
He looks so cute. He's
Yes.
so cute to me. Like
If he had on glasses, like what's to tell you he wasn't like a non-binary guy from Portland? Like, I don't know what to say.
Portland.
Like
Very much Portland. Oh, very much Portland, but he has BLM in his bio though.
You say Black Lives Matter.
You say Black Lives Matter. He definitely does.
I'm
Hey,
saying, I mean, but
Fenro.
he doesn't fit the traits of like rebellious or what else would they say? Or he doesn't have the detachment.
Detachment.
Oh, he's
He was
very much a.
eccentric. He was eccentric and shocking, I will say that. Like you would never know what was gonna fall out of his mouth. Like
And he's goofy too. Aquarius
Mouth
niggas are so
was
goofy. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so goofy.
I'd say that's pretty on brand for Aquarius, is just like not having any decorum, just saying
Just saying shit.
anything.
I think that's an air sign thing in general. I think it was
Yeah.
really hard for them to hold their fucking mouths and opinions. Like it just is. Me included.
And it's not
Yeah,
even
I'm
like a
guilty.
rude thing. Mostly the things that are being said isn't even offensive. It's just like, why are you saying that right now?
No, for real. It's like you could have kept that to yourself for like a second.
My
I'd
God,
be cringing
yeah.
sometimes thinking about all the times I divulged shit that I did not have to do that. I learned better now, but I mean, damn, when I was younger, I used to just say shit. Shout out to
Oh my God.
Fenrir for doing that, representing. Thank you,
Diary of mouth.
Fenrir. My mouthpiece. Thank you so much.
I'd say he gets the stamp on those fronts for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, he gets
absolutely.
my stamp, little baby.
Next up, we've got Ymir, February 17th. Ymir is from Attack on Titan.
Yeah, she's a
You know
good.
I'm in love with this fucking girl, so
No
I don't have
freckles.
anything to say.
Yeah.
I don't have anything bad to say. I mean, I
I
will say that she was detached in a way,
Yeah, she
but she
was
when she
detached. She was very
cared, she
detached.
cared. Because she didn't care. If everybody on that team died, it wouldn't have mattered as long as the story lived.
Period.
Yeah.
I love her. She's so hot. So.
Rebellious, absolutely.
Yes.
Mouth reckless.
And she looks weird in comparison to everybody else in the cast. Nobody else really looks like her.
Yo,
No.
nobody's Titan looks like hers. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody Titan looks like hers. No, nobody looks like her. Like, aside from oh, I can never say his name. Onion Coupon, Ayokapon.
Yeah,
Onion
but yeah,
Coupon.
her and Onyokupon look like they could. They're like the best. That's yeah. Her and Onyokupon look like they're POC. That's not native to wherever the fuck
Native,
they're
but
at.
they are, yeah. So she's got that gels. Yeah, and she was saying some wild stuff too. Like when she read the words on the cans of food that was left that was in the different language that wasn't integral to Paradies, which I don't know if she did that on accident. Or she was kind of like telling Reiner, like, I know what you are.
No, she did that by accident because they were happy to have found food. And it was like, oh, there's tuna here or something like that. And he was like,
Yeah,
that
he
says
was like,
tuna? How you know that says tuna? But of course, he can only know she can only know if she was like part of that bloodline that knew these like old-timey
oh,
language. He was like, you know an ancient language? And they kind of just looked at each other for a second like, oh shit, fuck.
yeah.
I mean, if the Titans wasn't trying to eat them outside, like that probably would have been a scuffle right there.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
they would have got to work. Been
Yeah.
working.
But I felt like that was a kind of like an absent-minded air sign thing to do, to read the
Just be
language
talking
out.
again. Oh
So
shit.
yeah, she gets the stamp.
Yeah,
She gets a stamp
absolutely.
and a kiss from me.
Yeah. We miss you.
Come back. Damn it.
Back in here. I mean, towards the end, and then that shocking too, because towards the end she did something that I just did not understand why she did that. Like,
Me either. I still
me
don't get it.
either.
Plot wise, I don't understand it. Character wise, I don't get it. 'Cause I'm like, I don't know. Maybe she just didn't
Yeah.
feel like fighting. Maybe she felt like it was, there was no point in it.
I mean,
But
she did feel like that, and that's why she was trying to tell a story to come back with her, like, so they don't have to do that anymore. And I think after a while, she was just like, I'm tired, and maybe
yeah.
she felt like there was no
No
point.
hope.
No hope.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
And I mean, I feel that too, because in a world like that, who want to fight for that many years?
Yeah.
Honestly.
'Cause she was also a titan for like I think 100 years before she ate Porco's brother.
Wow, that's
She
crazy.
was out there for a long time.
Yeah, so she lived a lot of her m life absent-minded. That's
Yeah.
crazy. And yeah, she came from a totally different time than them. That's correct. You're right. So in that way, she was I guess different. And it's weird because part of Aquarius trait was also to be futuristic. Maybe she was futuristic and not in the sense of like, advanced more than them, but like she knew something that they didn't know
That they didn't know,
and so they
yeah.
had more of a hindsight than they did.
Yeah.
Because Titans came with the memories of other people and stuff too. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's
Let's
wild.
all trauma bond. That's
Okay.
essentially what being a titan is.
Trauma bonding. Oh my goodness.
But she definitely gets my stamp. I love her.
We love Ymir. Oh, baby.
Yeah, that's all we have for today, actually.
Oh, nice little shout outs.
Yes, I love doing these zodiac seasons. This is my favorite. So happy to do that with you guys again. And I hope you enjoyed the show as usual. And so thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on all our socials. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Annabaze Anime. You can even shoot us an email at AnnabazeAnime@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And remember to keep it sassy, messy, and weeby, just like we do. Simp included. Bye.